My name is Michael Proctor. Thank you so much. We're almost done. I think there's only two more after me, so, and I will keep this kind of short. I work for Tri-State's Grain Conditioning. We do temperature monitoring for seed houses. Before I went to this slide, I was going to ask, last year when I spoke in the elevator on my way down to do my presentation, somebody asked me a question about how to keep cables from moving, and I tried to tie it into my presentation and kind of threw it off last year. So I did some research this year on how do you keep your cables from moving and how do you keep them in your building. And with all the generators I talked to, there was one common denominator, and that was burying the base of the cable or setting some seed around it. Flat storage is easier. They put their aeration tubes in, and they take the skid steer, and they bury those tubes with seed to keep it down. While they're burying their tubes, the aeration tubes, they bury the base of the cable so that when they're blowing in their cotton seed, they can do some directional stuff in a flat house and kind of lay it in there, keep their cables from moving. Muskogee house is different. That tends to come in a massive blob, and it just pushes through. So the best answer I've got from someone who has no issues and he takes care of it, and I've passed this on to everybody who has asked me, he says, Mike, what I do is, he says, I put an eye bolt in near the floor in the main rafter that goes through the house. And then he's got two cables on each on the rafter on each side of the fan house. And he says, I take a rope, I tie it to that eye bolt, and I take it over to the first cable bottom, and I tie a knot in the bottom of the loop. He says, that keeps the cable from moving. He says, I take that same rope, tie it in the base of the second cable to keep it from moving. He says, then I have an eye bolt in the fan house. He says, and I tie that rope to the eye bolt in the fan house, and that keeps it steady. He says, then I bury it. I take the skid steer, and I dump a bunch of cotton over it to keep the cables from moving. It's extra work. So why bother? Someone else said, why bother to theirs? And this is why. This is just 2 months ago. Two seed houses. Total loss because of fire. If you do not know what's going on in the seed house, it can get hot. Air moves through, seed starts smoldering, more air moves through, can ignite a fire, and you can lose an entire house. Here's another one in June of 2019. Now, this one wasn't a total loss, but they had damage to the building and they lost seed where their fire was burning. So you want to avoid a catastrophe. I tell you a story that it's almost sad. There was a up north near northern Ohio egg farm. They had chicken houses and they were doing well. So they thought, we're going to build another chicken house and we're going to build a 270,000 bushel grain bin to store corn to feed the chickens. And the temperature cables for that house was less than the bin was less than $10,000. But they didn't monitor. And eventually 240,000 bushels of corn, about $750,000, started on fire, which destroyed the bin, which fell over on top of the new chicken house. And what they had found in the cleanup was the temperature cables, the lead wire goes all the way to the ground. They never bothered to connect them to the plugs to see what the temperature in the grain bin was. An hour's labor could have saved well over $2 million worth of damage had they simply attached the plugs and watched what was happening inside. That corn had to be way over 100 degrees before it started on fire. But they had no clue what was going on inside the bin. You can walk into the door of a seed house and you have a pretty good idea. But 100 feet away back in the corner, how do you know what's going on with your seed? So you want to avoid catastrophes. That's one reason why you want to. You want to know what's going on inside your house to be able to monitor and make sure you avoid those catastrophes. The other thing is aeration. How often do I run my fans, or do I need to continue to run my fans? Do I have to run my fans? And what happens is, and it's human nature, better to be safe than sorry. I'm not sure what's going on in the house, so I'm going to run my fans just to make sure I don't have an issue. I was doing some research, and Harrison may appreciate this. A cubic foot of cotton weighs 19.96 pounds, so we'll just say 20 pounds, at 12% moisture. If you over-aerate and you bring your moisture down to 10%, in a cubic foot, you'd just lose 0.4 pounds. It takes 100 cubic feet to make a ton. So you're losing 40 pounds of moisture, water, when you over-aerate from 12% down to 10%. So at 50 tons, you've lost a ton of water. At a 4,000-ton seed house, if you take it all from 12 to 10, you've lost 80 tons of moisture, 80 tons of weight. $200 a bushel, that's $16,000. So when you're over-aerating because you don't know what's going on and you're running your fans just to be safe to make sure you don't have a fire and a catastrophe, you may be giving up a ton of weight. 80 tons of weight. And if you got bigger, smaller buildings, you do the math. And that's the importance of knowing what's going on. I was just talking with Greg, and he said, well, yeah, but the problem is if you don't aerate enough, then it gets moldy. Below 40, mold goes dormant. So the ideal is when you have your temperature cables in your house, you want to be able to see what's going on. Now, I was talking to a ginner this week, and he said, Mike, it's been warm here in Tennessee. He says, you can see, you know, bottom left, that's on the computer view or on the phone. He can see his temperatures. I was able to see his temperatures. He says, it's been warm here in Tennessee. Most of my seed house is still 40 and 50 degrees. But he said, once I get it down below 30 or into the 30s, when it's cool, he says, I will probably never run another fan until next harvest season. He says, because I know what's going on inside the building. So this is GrainTrack. GrainTrack is a system that checks your temperatures every 2 hours. It'll send you a text message if it finds a hot spot, and it's very easy to say, hey, warn me if any seed goes over 50 degrees. It'll check your temps every 2 hours. You can run your fans from your phone or your computer. You can program your fans to run at certain times from your phone or your computer. And he has GrainTrack. So once his seed's in the 30s, all he does is look at his phone and say, it's nice and cool. I don't need to run a fan till next harvest season. So just an ideal, I've got a couple quotes in front of me. One quote is for a 100 by 150 flat storage, $6,816. So say with the labor install, it's $10,000. Temp cables last on average 20 years. So if you take that $10,000 divided by the 20 years, that's $500 a year. And the $250 annual fee, $750 a year to monitor a 4,000 seat house, $800,000 to monitor it every 2 hours, $750 a year. I would imagine, because I know I am, most everybody in this room driving a pickup truck or a car or a vehicle, you're paying $750 a year to insure your vehicle. Why wouldn't you pay $750 a year to watch over $800,000 in your seed house? Are you driving $800,000 vehicles? You pay that insurance for that. Another quote here was 44 cables in a 300 by 100 building, $20,506. So that would come out to about $1,500 a year to monitor probably $2 million. Muskogee House, same thing, 32 cables, $17,000. So that's why you want to take the time to put temperature cables in, why you want to be able to have them sitting in the cotton versus laying on the cotton because it just pushed through the building. It's cheap insurance. If you're over-aerating, you're giving away a lot of weight, and you want to avoid the catastrophes. So that's the benefit of GrainTrack. You can see it right on your phone. If you have several houses, you just tap each one. There's your temperatures. This is the view on your computer. You can see your whole house. Just change screens to go to different houses. There's four relays for fans for you to be able to run your fans from your phone. If you've got plug-in cables already and you're plugging in, you can keep the cables you have, feed them into a sensor board, and that's all you need to tie it into the GreenTrack system. Be able to check your temperatures anytime, anywhere you have cell service, or from your computer to see what's going on, to be a wise steward with your resources. Thank you so much for your time. Any questions? No, the cables are made depending on how long they are with a steel aircraft cable inside to help it.
How about the anchor
point? That's where you're not just putting them anywhere, you're putting them in the steel rafters through the building. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Michael.